welcome you with Vox from The Vox Show. It's June 18th, 2007, Monday night, and I'm back with you guys. See what's going to happen. I'm trying to hear myself over here. So, it's been another crazy week over here trying to get everything together. Basically just getting ready for the show and stuff. So anyway, give me a call, 323-284-5166. We'll see what's happening. I had some people write in to see if I could find out some stuff about that little girl that was kidnapped in Portugal. I guess, God, I'm kind of behind, a month and a half ago or something like that. So I might be talking about that today and see what happens. Again, give me a call, 323-284-5166. And as you might have realized, if your life sucks, like hardcore, remember I warned you last week, Mercury's going to be going retrograde. And it's in the sign of Cancer, which makes things in your home totally crazy and totally nutty and lots of snafus, crazy shit happening in the home, families busting up, splitting up, stomach problems, poisoning. God, did I leave anything good out? Oh yeah, problems with kids and stuff like that. And I just overheard something on the TV a while ago about all these kids that got molested or some kind of weird porno ring for kids. Good Lord. That's all stuff that would happen under the sign of Cancer. So maybe we'll talk about that later too. But let's see. Let's check out where some of the planets are today. As if we know. Well, I'll have to do it in a minute. Got a call. Hey, what's up? What's going on?
Hey, Vox. What's up?
You are.
Anyway, yeah, that's right. Been drinking vodka. This is Freighter 131. And
well, how you doing, my friend?
Good to hear from you. How you doing?
I'm doing pretty good.
Good.
Considering I'm not drinking any vodka, I guess I could be doing better if I was like you.
Oh, that's good. I'm about done with a fifth right about now. I've got a little bit left. And
oh, so you're a fifth degree, huh? You're a fifth degree?
No, actually the last incarnation it was tenth. But we're,
oh my God. Well, I won't bend over around you.
No, baby. Oh, no.
That's
honey.
That's 11th.
No, honey.
Never mind.
No, honey. Hey, I'm very humble this time around. I pay the price. So it's from Vienna, Austria. It's very good. It's Manapaloa. It's very good. You should try it. Anyway, I thought I'd
oh,
just
very
call
cool.
And
you
say
have
hi.
To mail me some. Well, hi there.
How you doing?
So what's going on out there? I'm doing fantastic.
It's
kind of crazy.
So I've been doing the LVRP now about once a day and been working with that. I don't know, but is this all?
Now, which one have you been doing?
What's that, hon?
Which ritual have you been doing?
Well, I've been doing the Hebrew LVRP Western Mystery Tradition,
oh, okay.
Just the basic. And occasionally I've been doing the Star Root B.
That's a good one.
Yes, it is. It is a good one.
Gotta love the Star Ruby.
What's that?
Then gotta love the Star Ruby.
I do love the Star Ruby.
Yeah, for those, just for the hell of it, because some of my listeners aren't Thelemites per se, and some of them are just budding neophytes, and some are regular old people and housewives and stuff, and they may wonder what the hell the LBRP is. So just let you know, that's the Lesser Banishing Ritual of the Pentagram, which is protective
ritual. Lesser Banishing Ritual of the Pentagram, that's right.
And the Star Ruby is the thelemic version of that, which is like the super new approved jam pack super powered version
right.
Of the LBRP.
Pro moi inges opio moi telitarai epidexis inoes et parestera demonos flegara perimoi waseretun pente gaientais el waseretun existice. Something like that, right?
Ditto.
Yeah, ditto, right, yeah. But I'm wing so he's
what he's having.
Well anyway, so I got the Greek down. But so good to hear from you. How have you been?
I've been doing really good. I've been moving into my new place.
I heard about that.
And this is interesting. I've been eaten alive by spiders, which is real fun.
Which kind?
Well,
there
were some black widows hanging about, but I killed them.
Let me guess. Hobo spiders, brown recluse.
No.
Same venom type?
No. Nah, and if they bit me, they probably died.
Oh, you killed them. You killed them off, the girl.
I killed them with my superpowers.
That's right. You know. God damn it. You know,
but
I
it's
have
really
been
funny.
Bitten so many times by those fucking bastards. I almost lost my leg.
Really? Did you get bitten by a brown recluse too, or
I
what?
I was bitten by a hopeless spider, which carries the same venom type as a brown recluse. And what?
Now, how do you spell that?
A hobo spider or a brown recluse?
Yeah. No, H-O-B-O?
H-O-B-O, hobo spider. And basically, I got bitten twice in Seattle and on the back of my right thigh. I was sleeping outside. I was camping and gotten bit. And after 2 days, I had a hole in my leg. And I had to go.
That'll do
it. I had to go to the hospital. It was really crazy. Oh my god!
Well, my hands swelled up, which was pretty trippy, and I couldn't move my arms for about 2 days.
But it was kind of. Where did you get bit, hon?
I got bit on my elbow.
Oh my
god! On my foot.
Oh my god! Really?
Yeah.
Your right elbow or
your
left?
My boyfriend. Yeah, my boyfriend got bit too. We woke up all swollen and shit. Now here's the funny part. Have you read any of Lieber 777?
Yes, I have.
Okay, well, it's funny in there, and I always thought it was hysterical, that Crowley said that spiders were sacred to Tifereth.
Yes, they are.
Which is what I called my house. I call my house Tifereth House because he said that spiders have six legs, which, of course, they don't.
No, they don't. They have eight.
But I'm thinking maybe Crowley knew something that we didn't know, because I'll be damned, I think spiders are sacred to Tifereth, goddammit.
Do you know why? Do you know why? There's a secret, and I'm going to tell you right now. Are we off the air?
Hell no.
Oh, my God.
And while you're at it, give us the secret to the ninth degree while you're at it.
No, I can't do that. I'm sorry.
And the 11th. And the 13th.
Hey, no. Hey, I don't know none of that shit. I don't know what the fuck you're talking about, sister. So, anyway,
the powers of the Sphinx are at hand.
What's that?
The powers of the Sphinx are at hand.
Oh,
to know, to dare, to will, to be silent.
Cootie. You bet your
there
fucking
you go.
Ass, baby.
Wait. You said you have Rahur cooties?
I'm
what?
On Rahur cootie. Hey,
man,
you know
I'm
what?
Only
you
drinking
know,
Perrier.
The devil wanted one lives and breathes right here, right now. Okay. So anyway,
oh my God.
Federer Todd is alive and well right here. How are you?
Well, you are. I'm doing great.
Good.
Hey, so while we're on, you have any cool questions or any kind of magical insights or any
Actually,
information
yes,
about
it? I do have a couple questions.
Stuff like that.
I've been concerned with this MySpace group, Glacier Magic. And
You have?
Yeah, I've got a couple questions about that.
Now, are you a member of that forum or what?
Yeah, the forum, actually.
Yeah, from what I have been seeing, it looks like it hasn't been super, super, like, active. Because, I'm friends with one of the people who runs that particular forum, and I know they've been going through all kinds of busy times. So, but what's up with that?
Okay, also, I've got you on my MySpace IM, if you want to talk. I'm right there, privately.
Oh, okay, cool.
Also, my question is, what about the adepti that has vision beyond the physical, i.e. accessing all of the vibratory levels at once, being able to see in all dimensions simultaneously, and thereby... Why would there be a need for any kind of hypnosis, self-hypnosis, and also the need for a magical mirror, per se, when one evokes a goetic spirit into the triangle of art outside of the circle? Why would you need a mirror at all when you can see on all levels of being in the macrocosm? At that point, let's say you're a 7-4 or an 8-3 or a 9-2, and you're looking into all planes of existence, and you perform a ritual, and you evoke, say, Baal or Furfur or a boss or any beam whatsoever into the triangle of art, you don't need a goddamn set of candles. You don't need a magical mirror. That beam, which is an externalized representation of yourself or an aspect of your own being, you know, it's just sitting outside there in the triangle. Why do you need a mirror?
All right, well, let me go back here. So what's your question?
My question
is, why do you need a mirror?
My question is this. You get a lot of people on MySpace or any other kind of forum, and they're asking, you know, they're talking about the magical mirror and holding the candles up and looking into the sigil and going, you know, developing trance states in order to perceive this being, which is, in a sense, themselves. You know, I mean, do I have to say?
Well, that's
like
a particular
Arata, you know, I mean, it's like, it's all one single phenomenon. So it's like, if you evoke a being.
Stop. Hold on a second. Let me answer your question.
Okay,
first off, I don't know any 9 = 2 people.
Okay.
I don't know any 9 = 2. I don't know any magas.
Okay.
Anywhere. Okay. And if I did, I probably wouldn't be alive. I don't know any 8 = 3. Okay, which means basically some of the people that are claiming these amazing occult grades are full of shit. Okay, that's getting that out of the way. So most important thing to recognize is, first off, I don't agree with Crowley that these are parts of your brain.
I agree.
So forget that.
Exactly. Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay.
I agree.
I don't agree with that.
I agree.
Now, here's my response to that. Yeah, but hold on. Let me respond. Okay. Most important thing to recognize is the magic mirror is just one technique of using them. Most people are not born psychic like I gratefully was. Sometimes gratefully was. So a lot of people need an external way to get that vision to happen. And using the candles creates a certain kind of light which enables the hypnotic state. Myself, I don't need the black mirror. And I actually caution, especially beginning students, from actually using the black mirror. I don't think it's necessary either. Because the problem is most of these people are trying to see these spirits with the physical eye, and it's bullshit. It's not going to happen. And if you do see a spirit with your physical eye, please call a doctor, because you have fucking lost it. Okay? You're supposed to see them with your psychic eye, your third eye. And I do see them, and I hear them. But I don't pretend or delude myself that they're physically there, nor do they need to be there. A lot of people also do all the way the chain, the curse, and all this kind of crap, when it's very clear in the Lamegaton that if you do the second conjuration, okay, the spirit will show up, period. You don't need to offer your blood. You don't need to do all this crazy shit people are doing and all that kind of crap. Now, I do know Gaueshia magic personally. I know that person's pretty amazing. But aside from that, okay, the people that buy spell kits to do Gaueshia magic can be very much helped by that, by externalizing the ritual. Because you know as well as I do, these people don't know their Hebrew alphabet. They don't know their candles. They don't know their colors. They don't know their Sephiroth. They don't know jack shit about magic. And what I do know about those spell kits, because I've checked them out myself, is that all of the different elements are in there to do a Gaueshia magic ritual safely and successfully without losing your fucking mind or selling your soul to the devil, which so many idiots seem to be doing lately. You know, so those are some different aspects of it. But I do not suggest that people try to use a black mirror to do the Gaueshia work. When I first joined the OTO years ago, the very first ritual I was involved in was a Goetic ritual with a 9th-degree magician who promptly stuck me in the fucking triangle and it evoked Ashtoreth into me. And trust me, it wasn't funny. I was speaking another language for about 6 hours. I could not understand English. This is not a joke. Reported it to the head of the order way back when, Grady McMurtry. I mean, it was a total travesty because people back then were doing all kinds of really bizarre, like unknowledgeable kind of rituals, and it really can fuck some people up if you don't do it correctly, you know. But answering the other question is like, why are people using the mirrors? Again, I don't suggest that people use the Goetic mirrors for that. I suggest you just use the regular triangle. You know what I mean? And there are people that are making the black mirror triangles too. So, but again, unless you really have a firm foundation and stuff in ritual magic, you do the protective rituals, you do the preliminary studies, you know what you're doing, then I think you should stay away from it. You know, and it's kind of funny because even people like Crowley were saying, oh, yeah, you know, 0 degree neophyte. Yeah, go ahead and do the Galatia. You think he wasn't fucking laughing his ass off? Hello? Yeah. Woohoo. Yeah.
Bet he was.
Yeah.
Bet your ass.
Of course he
was.
Yeah, like, right, people 0 degree should be doing goetic work? Out of my fucking butt. No way. But I actually, myself, I actually teach a 10-week course in Goetia. By the time people are done with my Goetia course, they could get into a second degree any magical order without fail, even including the written and magical tests. Because I won't even teach anybody how to do ritual magic unless they know what they're doing. Because I personally don't need the karma for it. And I'm not in the mood to, like, you know, watch somebody have a magical meltdown.
Hang on 1 second, Ross. I got a woman at the door.
Actually, I can't hold on, but I got to go to another call.
Okay.
But anyway, I'll talk to you soon, Friday 131.
I love you, honey, 93.
I love you too, my friend. 93, and keep in touch.
Blessed be.
So, blessed be in 93. So we've been talking with my new friend, Friday 131, who is obviously a mystical initiate, and asking some damn good questions like, okay, like, why are people using black mirrors to do Goetia? And no doubt, yeah, you can use them. But I will say honestly, and this is from a real psychic, all right? And for those of you who do know me or don't know me, I'm listening to a book called America's Top 100 Psychics. And trust me, I got there because I really am fucking psychic. And as psychic as I am, it is incredibly difficult to recognize the visions that you have. If you are truly having visions in the black mirror, or any other kind of meditative device like a crystal, anybody who's really successful at this will recognize the truth of what I'm saying. Those visions happen so fast. They're like things exploding and melting and crystallizing and reforming and disintegrating, all in the space of micro milliseconds, you know? Anyway, I'm going to take a call right now. Hey, with Vox, what's up?
Hey, Vox, it's Jim. And I'm
Hey, Jim.
Well, actually, Stan, I keep playing the game. I never know whether to use my Hatchie alias or my alias. So, hey, I was just about ready to throw out some cards, and I was just wondering, do you want to play with me?
Why not?
Do you want to try to throw cards with me? And
sure.
I was just wondering,
now, can you get a better connection with your phone, or what's up?
Phone bad.
You're kind of cutting in and out a little bit.
Well,
but
does this work down here?
That's better.
All right.
So what are some questions that you might have?
You know, it all goes back to the Mercury retrograde, and it goes back to the different signs of the horoscope. And I'm always wondering,
right,
am I on the right track related to the different things that I learned? So Mercury retrograde this time has really given me things that I walked away from. So you know and I know that when Mercury retrograde's coming up, if you leave things in the past and you go, oh, okay, I'm done with this, you walk right back full face right into it, and it says, hey, here's what you left behind, sucker. And, and I'm just trying to figure out, do I want to play the same angle that I've been playing, which is, you know, we've been through this whole thing long enough to where you go to arts, I go to arts, everybody's always coming up with this new kind of thing, and you and I both know, where's your best bet? Are you writing screenplays? Are you making your music? Are you doing your art? And so I'm just wondering if my art is in the right house for me to actually get to where I think I'm supposed to be going. How about that?
Now, here's the deal. I'm trying not to laugh hysterically because I just pulled the art card from the Crowley deck.
Oh, don't do that. Would you throw?
I know you think I'm a fucking liar, dude. Nah. No, but here's the funny thing. No, you're Gemini, correct?
Yes. You know me, yes. It's very good to talk to you.
Yeah, I know. I won't pretend I'm being psychic. I just happen to remember your name, remember that you were Gemini. Because I have an incredible memory. Thank you, Lord. But now, do you know what your rising sign is?
I think my rising sign is Mercury. Do you want me to check my notes?
Well, your rising sign won't be Mercury.
I'm 524.70.
But you can't have Mercury rising technically. But what you would have is a particular sign would be rising. So, what do you know? What time of day you were born?
I was born just about midnight, quarter of midnight.
Okay, let's see if we can look that up over here. But in the meantime, here's the situation. You know as well as I do that Geminis don't do one thing.
I know. We're never doing one thing. We're always doing 50 things at once.
So what you have to do is pick three things at a time, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And give them turns, okay? You can do all three at the same time, okay? You can wake up and you can paint 2 to 4. You can write a screenplay 5 to 6. You can write a poem. You know, what you do have to have more than anything is some kind of regimen.
Yeah,
that's what
needs
to happen.
Now, like you're saying, is it gonna focus on one of the three? Good call.
Okay, let me check it out.
You're right on the money.
Now what year were you born?
70.
1970. Okay, what city?
I was born out on the West Coast.
I know, but what city?
Norwalk, California.
Okay. We'll just put Los Angeles.
I had a horoscope done just recently.
Okay, so this here says you're Aquarius rising.
Is it Aquarius rising? That sounds about right.
Yeah.
I'm throwing my Aquarius deck, which is dumb.
Yeah.
Perfect.
Yeah, there you go. Now here, according to this, you have your sun in Gemini, moon's in Capricorn. Now, that can actually make you kind of hard to live with, but that's okay. You need to
living with a Capricorn or not, right?
Well, Capricorns or Cancers, yeah, whatever.
My mother
moon
was
and
a
Capricorn.
Cancer, my brother was a Capricorn. I married a woman who was born on the exact same day as my brother. So I blame them both.
So did you divorce her yet?
No, not yet. I think I'm stuck with her. I can't get rid of her. I've tried. It's like using liniment. She's like, oh, no, you're not going anywhere.
You use some UB40 and she's still stuck on there, you know. Now, I'm just checking out. Now, here's the deal. You can like it or not, and you already know this. Moon in Capricorn is really tough because it can make you really unemotional and unable to be manipulated, which is good for you but sucks for everybody else who's trying to manipulate you.
Sure.
You know, because you can just, if somebody gives you, if somebody gives you some shit, you will just chop them right off. It just go water off a duck's back. You know what I mean?
Right.
You got Mercury in Taurus, which can make you, here's one of the problems. Mercury in Taurus is not in a good place. It makes you belabor everything. Like, you'll get a great fucking idea, like, I can cure polio. And then you go, oh, but I got to go clean the car, and I have to walk the dog.
Right.
Oh, yeah, and I have to do my crossword puzzle. And then at the end of the day, you go, geez, I think I had a good idea earlier. I just totally forget it. You know, so you need to do things as they come up.
Okay.
Okay. And like, you not belabor them. Now you got Venus in Cancer, which is very nice. So that makes you a little bit more cuddly with that moon in Capricorn. So you're a very strange bird. You're like, you run hot and cold. Nobody ever knows what the hell you're doing or how the hell to deal with you. You know, because you're secretly very sensitive, and yet sometimes you can still treat those people that you love very much like total crap.
Oh, yeah. No,
it's like
take
you're
them for
on,
granted.
Off, on,
it's not
off.
So much treat them like crap. It's take them for granted and then treat them like crap.
Well, they think... They would probably agree with me, even if you don't. And you got Mars in Gemini, which can be really intense. Now, the sun's going right over your Mars right now. So you could be feeling way energetic, very, very intensified, really inspired. So really get something happening right now. Now, this here's the other problem that you're having. Jupiter in Libra, it makes you very changeable. You know, you can't make a decision.
Right, I go back
so
and
you
forth. Don't ask me about food.
Yeah, now here's the deal. Here's how to work with Jupiter in Libra. Just do what's on your mind in the moment.
Okay.
Like you would so much benefit by that mantra, be here now.
I totally
completely.
Did that. Yeah.
You know, that's very important. Here's a other minor problem that you have. You got Saturn, not necessarily, let's see. Yeah, you got Saturn conjunct Mercury. So you think so hard, you kind of kill it.
Yeah, I overwork everything.
You know?
Which means
so
I
you just kind of just throw paint at the wall. You got to take the Jackson Pollock maneuver.
I like that. That
just
is
throw
very clean. Yes.
Yeah, just throw shit. You know, write shit, channel it, write it, throw it, toss it. Stop trying to control it. Stop trying to understand it. And whatever you do, stop caring about it. Because that Venus in Cancer can make you so fussy over it when you're done that you're never done.
As soon as you think you're done, you keep working it. Right.
Yeah, Venus in Cancer makes you give a shit what other people think about what you're doing, when clearly Moon in Capricorn could give a fuck.
No. It's like, well, what is that going to do for me? Okay, you told me your story. Now, What does that mean to me? Are you
going
to be home
tonight
means for
jack
dinner?
Shit. Yeah, so you got to use that calculated part of your brain, that moon in Capricorn. You got to cut people out. You have to have that special little place in your house and just keep everybody out, even if it's the bathroom, even if it's a corner in the garage,
yeah.
Whatever it is, you got to keep people out and you got to focus, even if it's 2 hours a day or one. I would settle with 1 hour a day out of you and just finish stuff. It doesn't even have to be good. It just has to be finished. Then you should hire somebody else to go over it and like tweak it and edit it.
I know.
Because
somebody,
if you don't start.
It's so funny that you said that because I've actually nailed upon somebody who will go over things. So, yeah.
Very good.
But it's going to cost me.
So,
yeah,
it's
no,
costing
you're
you
right
more right
money.
Now. Just check it out. It's costing you more money right now by not getting the money you could be making by getting a book deal or by getting a film deal.
Yeah, exactly.
So if you have to pay for it, remember, you get what you pay for.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? That's what you have to look at. And as far as right now, I say just do with whatever comes into your mind at the moment. There are some people I say, you know what, stick with this, stick with that. And in your case, I can't do that because I'll actually be doing you a disservice. You have to just fly by the seat of your pants. You know what I mean? Why do you think you came down here as a Gemini?
Oh, I know.
You wanted that. You wanted that. Now you forgot that you wanted
it. That's clever. Yeah. That's what I told you. I didn't choose a stable, straightforward Taurus. I'm going to go bullhead my way through this. I'm going to double think everything. And I'm going to crush you. Right. Yeah.
Now, you do have some good solid earth energy in there. So I know you have it in you to finish something and to make some kind of a positive success out of it.
My problem isn't finishing. My problem is finishing well. And, you know, it's kind of like a gymnast.
Well.
I kind of just do like a hip hop routine and then I end up just going, ta-da. And the judges diss me because it was great watching it, but I didn't follow the routine. How about that?
Yeah, but that's part of being a Gemini. You're just kind of winging it. And instead of trying to stop that and trying to be a different kind of writer or a different kind of artist, just be the artist that you are. Stop trying to mentally manipulate you as an artist.
Mm-hmm.
Just create the art and then get it out. Because for some reason, it's not leaving your house.
No, my problem is I keep trying to create flesh instead of sticking to a pencil drawing that I ink over that I stick with all the way through the narration. I'm trying to make a person out of this whole thing. Right, yeah, it's Frankenfurter.
What's happening is you're trying to control it so much that it's not really getting anywhere. You need to, like, create the general form. Like, have you read any Lovecraft?
I have. Yeah, just enough.
Okay.
And I just read about Robert,
now here's the deal.
Robert E. Howard.
Yeah, well, fuck him. Read some H.P. Lovecraft.
Robert E. Howard was, like, Lovecraft's buddy, and it's really crazy.
I know, but he's not I'm aware of that. I'm a Lovecraft fanatic. What I'm saying is you need to read some Lovecraft, and here's what you'll discover. He would say stuff like, and the ancient monster reared its head, and it was like, I can't explain it. It's beyond expression.
Right.
And he would just like, I was at first thinking, God, what a fucking lame ass. Can't he just describe the slime and the weird stuff? And it's like, no, what he did was way more horrifying. He made me create the more horrifying idea of what's in my own head. And that scared the shit out of me. And then I realized, wow, he didn't do a damn thing. He just set up the joke and I was the punchline inside my own head.
That is brilliant. Yes.
You know what I'm saying? Once I recognized that's what he was doing, I was like, damn, it sounds really easy, but it's actually really hard. So you need to just set things up and let the reader make out of it what they will instead of you trying to like tell them what you're thinking. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. Stay visual.
So try that method.
Stay visual and leave it for the reader to pick up on it. Right on.
Yeah, let them be intuitive. You know, you don't have to explain everything, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
But I got another caller coming over here, so keep...
Take care of it, and I will talk to you soon, 93.
93, my friend, and many blessings.
Good night.
Take care. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
So we've been talking to my friend Finn, the famous Gemini writer. Well, he's maybe not famous just yet, but I predict that he will be. So give me a call, 323-284-5166. And there's all kind of crazy stuff been happening this week. Like, my dad moved in with me. Wow, that was pretty cool. Now, my dad's a really cool old guy. And he is a former sailor. And he also was a prisoner of war in Japan back in the day. All 4 fucking years. So it was living hell. Actually, I wrote a whole book with him about his memoirs and stuff. And so he just moved in recently. And he's been kind of interesting to live with because he's like listening to all those old tales all the time. It's pretty cool. And if you are one of those kind of people that can really sit down and really try to listen to what somebody is saying, there's a lot of wisdom there. And sometimes I don't think we listen to our parents or like, oh yeah, been there, done that, heard that, whatever the fuck, we don't give a shit. But you need to sit down and really listen to who you come from. Like even Aleister Crowley would share that idea. Hold on, I got another caller, see what's up. Hey, with Vox. Hey.
Hey. It's me, Lynn.
Hi, Lynn. How you doing?
I'm doing well. I'm not doing very good tonight, but I'd want to call.
Well, join the club.
I need some advice or something.
Cool. Well, let me see if I can help you. What's your birthday?
3/16/73.
Okay, let's see what's going on with you. And what are some things I can help you with?
Well, I'm with my music. Every time I try to get every time I think I'm getting somewhere, something happens and it just gets like cut off or something, you know?
Yeah, actually I do. What's your rising sign?
Leo. You were talking to me before. I have the 3 Pisces in my 8th house.
Oh, right. That's very musical. And also that would show to me psychically that you've been a musician before.
Yeah.
You know, you could have just been in the crib playing like a violin concerto on the ukulele, you know, like what the hell is she doing? Now, part of that is that the talent comes easy for you, but trying to figure out what the hell to do with it is something else.
Yeah.
Now, according to this, now you have Leo rising, and that's part of the problem right now, because what's happening is people are having to go through all kinds of Saturnine kind of lessons. And it's almost like the Truman Show, like that little cloud following you over your head.
Yeah.
Only rain on you. So you just got to recognize that's one of those times. This is a great time to actually sit down and write your music, not necessarily try to maybe get signed with it or try to do something specific with it.
Yeah.
But you just need to like let it out and start creating it right now. Mm-hmm. That's the most important thing, because right now trying to get out there and make it with your music specifically is going to be really difficult. And that's why Saturn is just like crossing over that first house, almost kind of making you doubt your music, doubt your talent.
Yeah.
But the most important thing to recognize is it's not necessarily what you're meant to be doing for the rest of your life to make money. You know what I mean?
Uh-huh.
If you're looking at your music to sustain you in a physical, financial way, right this minute, you're probably wasting your time.
Okay.
Now, and I mean that very, very carefully. I'm trying to be very careful what I say, because as you notice, I'm not discouraging you from playing your music nor writing it, but from expecting it to sustain you in any other way other than spiritually right now. This is the moment you should be like writing lyrics about what you really feel about this part of your life. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Getting it down. And once Saturn moves into Virgo, into your second house, that'll be a better situation for you. And that's only about 6 to 9 months away.
Good.
You know what I mean? Because
yeah.
Right now it's almost like you're getting depressed thinking, oh shit, I'm never going to get anywhere. But here's the question. What do you mean by quote unquote getting somewhere? By that, do you mean I want to get a record deal? I want this cute guitar player to fuck my brains out? Do I want to join a band? Do I want to travel the world? What do you mean by getting something out of it? What do you think you want out of music that it hasn't given you? Mm-hmm. Let's think about that for a second. What is that?
Okay.
Could you clarify that?
Right now, I want to have a band and just even to get a band and get things going, you know?
All right, now how many songs do you have together so far?
I have like 10 songs.
Okay, well, this is good. This is very good. Now, do you have general arrangements of those songs?
Yeah, I have lead sheets.
Okay, this is good. This is all good stuff. Now, as you know what I'm saying right now, trying to get a band during Mercury retrograde is a waste of time as well.
Yeah.
Right? What I suggest is waiting till after like probably around July 22nd, then putting out an ad, and I would start with one player at a time.
Yeah.
I would get like a guitarist or a keyboard player, mm-hmm. and work things out with that person. And then once you have that nice little core that you can go out and play some small gigs, then start adding members, like a bass player,
yeah.
then a drummer, then maybe a lead guitar player. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So in this feels like the way to do it, because you have some excellent cards here. You got the Four of Swords, which is nice, but it's making you depressed. You have the Seven of Cups, which means that you're worried too much about it. You're thinking, oh my God, I'm never going to get anywhere.
Yeah.
But the Prince of Discs comes out. Says you have a nice voice. You have some cool lyrics. You have the Star card, which shows that you definitely have the ability to go out there and start, you know, playing live. And the Moon card, which means you really want to travel and do something successful with it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I do think you can do it. But trying to do it and make it manifest within less than 6 months is going to make you want to feel like
oh, yeah.
you're going to kill somebody.
Yeah, I mean,
so
I
this will take you about 6 to 9 months.
It just like dissolved like today. That's what I'm like. I'm calling, you know. I just got a bad like,
well, the
3 weeks
thing
ago.
About,
so.
But the good thing about it dissolving during Mercury retrograde means that you will get another band together.
Oh, it does?
It means
good.
It wasn't the right people. Yeah. So I'm not worried about you not getting it.
Yeah.
I'm just saying if you try to push it right now and force yourself to say, oh, it has to manifest like this right now, it's not going to, not only will it not happen, it will make you think that you don't have the power to make it happen. So I'm saying relax for a few minutes,
cool.
give yourself a break, right? And then get your band together piece by piece. That's the most important thing you can do
yeah.
right now.
Yeah.
You understand?
Yeah.
Because
yeah.
if you don't do it this way, you'll get very frustrated and very upset.
I totally will do it that way then.
And not because it's me. It's not because I'm telling you. It's because your cards are telling you.
No, I believe you. I think you're right. I mean, I believe you. It sounds like, because it just sounds right. Because I was already, as soon as things went retrograde, I was just feeling like nervous and. Yeah, it just sounds right.
I'm telling you, the last couple of retrogrades were not that bad, but this one really sucked because it happened right on the same degree as my son.
Oh.
And so, boom, it's like, you know, I knew it was happening. I could even see it coming, and there wasn't a damn thing I could do about it.
Yeah.
So instead of getting all stressed and bummed out, you just got to stand back from it and say, okay, first
yeah.
off, you know, a good psychic tells me that I'm good. She's telling me that this is going to happen, and these are the time frames. So it's not like, no, you can't have it. It's just you can't have it right this very second.
Yeah.
But it's pretty close. Around 6 to 9 months from today, you should really be getting on your way. And I would say a little sooner than that, quite frankly,
cool.
within the next 6 months. Once Saturn goes off of your out of your first house completely, you'll feel like $1 million.
Oh, thank God.
Yeah. Tell me about
it. How do things look then 6 to 9 months? Is it better?
6 to 9 months. It's like you're going to be busier than you thought.
Oh, good.
Now, you are the leader of the band, and you could have some little insurrections, people giving you a little bit of a headache. But just let people know, hey, it's my band, I'm the leader, and just let them know that before they join so there's no problems.
Yeah, because I have a whole vision that I have that I want put out there.
Here's the situation. Okay, if you want this vision the way you want it,
yeah.
Okay, and we know that you do with that Leo rising, your little queen bitch. Okay, you're gonna have to pay some people to do it your way.
Okay,
if they have to get paid, throw money at them, even if it's $5, $10, whatever it is.
Cool.
Gas to the rehearsal, whatever. But all the songs are yours, the arrangements are yours. Blah blah blah. You need to be the ruler of the show. Okay.
Yeah.
So. Because I don't want you going through all this trouble and getting some asshole to tell you, like, oh, well, I'm not doing it this way and having to go through this again.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So that's really important.
I mean, I don't mind, like, creative input. I just have a certain image and certain vision that I want, a certain message, you know?
Yeah, and there's no problem with that, but you're going to have to pay a little bit to get
okay.
that out.
Yeah.
But that's okay. That's the way I would do it. So
cool.
Let me leave you the word for the day, whatever that might be, and that's the Art card again. I'm just totally pulling them at random.
Cool.
You got the other deck also, that's called Temperance. So balance yourself.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Okay.
Try. I know you're Pisces, you're totally imbalanced, but just try.
I'll try.
Okay, my friend, keep in touch and let me know how you're doing.
Okay, I will. Okay.
Many blessings.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. So with Vox the Psychic, give me a call at 323-284-5166. Now, where is my trusty guide over here? I was going to tell you where all the planets are today in between calls and stuff. I know what I was also talking about. We were talking about dads and stuff. And for anybody out there that's a Crowley fan like I am, Aleister Crowley wrote a book called Equinox of the Gods, and it's basically a huge journal of how he became who he is, how he incarnated in this life, and all the different people that play their roles in his life. So when you're thinking about your parents or where you come from and all that kind of karmic stuff, you might want to sit down and write a journal and write down about your, you know, your family, your mom, your dad, where they came from, your grandma, your grandfather, all this kind of like psychic / magical genealogy. And you might find out more about yourself in that regard. And then once you do that, then you should do that magically as well. Like, who are the idols and different people that you wanted to emulate as a magician or a witch or any of that kind of stuff. So that's a helpful little tidbit. Right, and we have another call. So let's see who's up. Hey, with Vox. What's going on? Hello.
Hey.
Hey.
This is Derek.
Who is this?
This is Derek.
Derek.
Hey.
Eric or Derek?
Derek.
Okay.
Yeah.
I got you. What's going on, my friend?
Finally got on the show. Yay.
Yay.
Well,
so what's going on?
Well, I'm a big fan.
Well, thank you, my friend. I appreciate it.
I'm glad you got your house.
Yay, me too.
I hope that walk spreads over here, because I hope this new apartment I'm signing up for is, in my future, a good one.
Now, did you already sign something, or when did you find it?
Well, I just haven't signed a lease yet.
Okay, but you found a place that you liked.
Yes.
Okay, so let's check it out. Do you know, what's the address?
It is.
You don't have to say the street name, just the number of the address.
Okay, 7320.
Okay, let's check it out. And what city is this in?
Tacoma, Washington.
Okay, let's check it out. Now, here's the deal. But you know, with Mercury retrograde, it's not like the greatest idea to sign a lease during a retrograde, but sometimes you just got to do what you got to do. You know what I mean?
Well, I felt the urge to do it.
Yeah, here's the deal. If you have to do it, you got to do it. If you find a place that you love, you have to take a chance, despite what the psychic says, despite what the cards say, despite what astrology says.
Right.
One thing I will tell you, you got the Nine of Cups, which shows that it's like a dream little place that you really love. You got the Princess of Wands showing it's really nice, it's really cute. Ace of Swords, though, says that there's something that can come up at the last minute that can, or after you sign the lease, that can come up that makes you like have second guesses about the place that you get.
Right.
Okay. So I like the place. I'm just not crazy about the timing.
Right.
You know what I mean? Especially during such an important move. But let's just say fuck it, and let's just do a magical experiment. Are you up for it?
Yeah.
Okay. Because my psychic opinion is I wouldn't move till after July 15th or July 9th at the very earliest.
Okay.
Now, what you could do to tell them is say, look, I have to stay where I'm at till the middle of July, would you prorate the rent, blah, blah, blah. See if he'll do that, the landlord, or whomever the landlord is, okay?
Mm-hmm.
If they won't, then just go ahead and sign the lease, and we'll use you as the guinea pig on the show to see what happens when somebody signs a lease during Mercury retrograde. I'm up for it if you are. And I would like to believe positive thoughts, and maybe we can debunk some of these Mercury retrograde situations or myths. Are you up for it?
Okay.
I mean, I'm serious. I'm telling the truth. If I was you, I wouldn't do it. No fucking way.
Right.
But here's the deal. It's a place that you really, really want. And I'm not going to tell you to just not try. It just doesn't look like I should tell you to not try.
Right.
Just based on astrological dogma. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So I'm willing to check it out and see if they'll go for it. Any other kind of stuff that could happen, you got the Five of Cups, which is not making me happy. But here's the situation. If you sign up and there's anything wrong with the apartment, you can get out of it, correct?
Right.
So if they don't honor their side of the lease, if they rent it to you in some kind of damaged state and any problems occur, you can get out of that lease. Okay? So it's not like you're going to be completely fucking stuck. I'm just feeling that there's something that you don't know about this place that will come to your knowledge later on that will make it where you might wish that you hadn't moved into this place. But it's not obvious. It's not obvious. It could be a weird neighbor. It could be some kind of a problem that they haven't disclosed. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So if you're willing to take the chance and be the guinea pig on this show and say, all right, I'm going to just vox it. It's not the optimum situation, but I'm going to go ahead and do it, and I'm going to see what happens. Okay? Because who knows? Psychically, you could be impervious to something like that. You may have good enough karma where like nothing's going to affect you. But I just feel strongly psychically that you should go ahead and try to get it.
Okay.
You know? And it goes against my ordinary kind of motif.
It's good advice. I appreciate that.
Yeah, and so I also don't want to like project any kind of negativity on the place, because there are a couple of things about your reading that make me really like this place. Mm-hmm. So I'm willing to give it a shot. You know, as long as you are, and as long as you're aware that other things could come up after you sign the lease that could be not to your liking about this place. You might find out it's in a weird area or there's been certain kind of problems. Now, here's another thing you can do. You can go online and you can type in police reports for the particular zip code area that you live in. Did you know that?
Yeah.
So check out the police reports for that area and see what, if any, kinds of problems already exist in that area. And then I would also feel better as well.
Okay.
You know? Any other kind of quick questions?
Yeah, there's some crazy stuff going on with my work. I was wondering if you might have some insight on that.
Okay, let's check it out. I can't wait to get a webcam on here because people are going to die laughing. First card I pull is the Three of Discs, which is the Works card from the Crowley deck. Who's this bitchy psycho person that's hanging about? Is this really a woman or is it a guy? Or what the hell? She's coming out as the Queen of Swords.
Really?
Somebody's like behind. Do you know who this is?
Well, I have a boss who's Taurus sign.
Okay.
And I have another boss that's a Cancer, and I don't know if that's referring to them.
Is the Cancer a female or a male? Do you know if the Cancer is a female?
Those I'm concerned with more than the others. But yeah, okay. they're both female.
Because they're coming out female with the Queen of Swords. I don't think they're any worse, believe it or not, than the other psychopathic bosses I've ever known. But it just feels like you're so sensitive, you know, and they just love to fuck with your head, you know. And they're making life so difficult. It's like, why do they want you to quit?
That's a good question. I think I was kind of messing up with their universe, I suppose.
Well, it's kind of funny to me because it's like, who else are they going to shit on if not you?
Right.
Because if they fire you, they're not anybody else they try to pull this shit with is going to crack them over the head.
I'm the only guy there, so I guess they got to pick on somebody.
Well, yeah, and they know how sensitive you are.
Yeah.
You know, now I got to ask you a really weird question. They seem very religiously intolerant, and they also seem very anti, like, I don't know how to put this. They feel like anti whatever it is that you are. Now, are you really gay or not?
I'm not gay.
Okay. They think you are.
Oh,
are you aware of this?
Well,
are you aware of this?
No, I'm not actually. I know my boss who's looking for a job.
Uh-huh.
Who said this privately to me, she said that she's dropping hints to see if, you know, we would get a side relationship going
That's
on.
That's very interesting.
She's the Taurus one.
Tauruses are always the boss.
Yeah.
Why is
that? I guess she's looking
you, dude.
For some boy toy, I guess.
I don't think so. I think she's trying to scam you and probably get you to say something and then use it against you later on. Because the weird thing is, I feel, according to this reading, she, not only she, but several other people there think that you're gay.
Huh.
And you know what?
Well,
so fucking what if you were? You know what I'm saying?
I haven't,
power to you if
I
you were.
I haven't dated in a while, so that could be why they think that.
Well, I'm feeling that they are, this is what's really bizarre, okay? You're not gay. You're the people that you work with, according to this psychic reading and my psychic feelings, and I could always be wrong, by the way. I always just tell people, hey, I'm not usually, but I always could be. These people think you're gay, and they are not tolerant of it. And the joke is, you're not gay.
Well, that is a good joke.
And joke part two, they're trying to trick you into saying something that will let them know for sure if you are or not. And that's illegal, by the way, what they're pulling with you.
They were actually, I had one of the, I was transferred from the same, a different store in the same company.
Mm-hmm.
And they transferred me because one of the gals claimed I was sexually harassing them.
Oh, for God's sakes! This is totally ridiculous.
Yeah, it's been.
See, I think they're trying to pull something with you. I tell you, honest to God, I know. Thanks to George Bush in office, this country sucks, and there's no jobs.
Right.
Okay, and I know how difficult it would be for you to get another job, but I'm imploring you to get the hell out of there. Okay,
right.
I swear to God, being an ice cream truck driver, a garbage man. Selling insurance online, I don't care what the hell you have to do, but I would strongly suggest you get the hell out of there because I do not like these people, and I think they're trying to entrap you in some way,
right,
or create some kind of very serious problem for you because you got the Ten of Wands, the Devil, and the Tower card. So these people are watching you unfairly,
mm-hmm.
Okay, and they're casting a lot of scrutiny on you for no damn reason.
Right. Well, I was hoping,
and I don't like it.
I was hoping with this move, out of where I am, I'd have more exposure to other job opportunities.
Yes,
be a little
definitely.
Closer to them.
Despite the fact that I'm telling you to do this stuff during Mercury retrograde, sometimes we just have to leap. We can't always wait for the perfect wave.
Right.
Sometimes we just have to go. And I feel very uncomfortable where you're at, and I don't like these people, and I feel like they're trying to entrap you or get some kind of weird information from you that they're going to use against you later on, and I don't like it. So if you can quit, do. If you can get a doctor to sign some kind of papers for stress and take some time off until you find another job, then do that. But whatever you do, you got to get out of there because I don't like it. I feel very uncomfortable for you there. So I'm telling you some stuff I would never tell people ordinarily. I'm telling you to make all these big changes during a retrograde.
Yeah.
But I feel that it's for the best. And in this particular instance, retrograde in your life can indicate finishing something that should have been finished a long time ago.
Mm-hmm.
That's what retrograde is good for. It is good for a few things, and that's one of them. So see if you can get out of there as quickly as possible. You know, give them notice, whatever, and don't tell them anything about yourself. You know what I mean?
Okay.
Just keep it to yourself and get out of there, you know?
Right.
But I'm going to have another caller in 1 second, so let me leave you like the word for the day is the Six of Swords, and that is definitely a moving on kind of situation. So let's let go of that place and let's move on, okay?
All right. Well, thanks,
take
Mark.
Care, my friend, and keep in touch.
Appreciate
God
it.
Bless you, my
All
friend.
God bless.
Take care.
Bye.
93. So you're with Vox, the psychic. I only have time for one more call, if at all. And I was going to try to tell you guys a couple little tidbits over here about where the planets are. Today, the sun's at 27 degrees Gemini, so things are getting kind of crazy. Moon's at 18 degrees Leo, so that's everybody's wanting to party and get together and have some fun, which is kind of nice. It's a good time to do kind of sort of candle rituals, as long as you're really careful about what you ask for, because Mercury retrograde, doing rituals under that aspect can have a weird backfire effect, so you got to be careful. Mercury's at 11 degrees Cancer. Venus is in Leo, still 12 degrees. Mars is in Aries, which is kind of trippy. Jupiter in Sag, Saturn in Leo, Uranus in Pisces, Neptune's in Aquarius, and Pluto's in Sag. So the most of the planets don't change that much except for Sun, Moon, Mercury, and Venus. So that's kind of nice. But I remembered somebody had wanted me to talk about this little girl that went missing. I'm so out of it. A lot of times people will write me letters and go, oh, so whatever happened to JonBenet? Or whatever happened to what the hell? And it's like, sometimes I'm just out of the loop, do my own thing, you know? But in particular, as far as this case about this little Madeline person, I may not have enough time to delve into it very deeply, but I'll put it up on my forum. So you should join the Vox forum, voxx.org/forum, and then make some new friends. You can submit your questions in there. I'll put that, I'm thinking I'm going to put like a new little category at the top so you can just let me know your questions for the next show. And I'll probably do some more work on this little situation. But I remembered somebody had wanted me to talk about this little girl that disappeared, I guess May 3rd, or May, no, she disappeared May 12th, which is kind of interesting because it was right after her birthday. She was born May 3rd or 12th, let me see when she was. She was born, yeah, May 3rd, 2003, and I don't have her birth time, so if somebody can find out what exact time she was born, that would really help a lot. But interesting enough, she has the famous degree of zero. But anyway, let me see if I can find her chart over here. I'm such a pro. Yeah, she was born with a moon at 0 degrees Libra, indicating fame. Not the kind of fame you want, I'm sure. She also had the sun in Taurus. She had Mercury in Taurus, just like our little friend Finn over there. And Venus in Aries, not very fun whatsoever. Let's see where her Saturn was. Saturn's in Gemini. I'm going to say something weird. Totally fucking weird, and I don't care. I think she knew who took her. How weird is that? Interestingly enough, she was in a foreign country when she was kidnapped, and I'm telling you that I feel, looking at her chart over here, I feel that somebody she knew. And I think that whomever it was that she did know, they used the fact that she was in a foreign country to pretend that she was kidnapped. So I'm saying some weird stuff, and I'm being very evil. And I could be completely fucking wrong. So if I was to say, is this little Madeline person going to get discovered again or found? And I have to say, if they do recover her, and I'm taking a risk here, but I don't see how she's still alive. She's got the Ace of Swords, the Ten of Discs, Six of Cups, and the Ace of Swords. And it would be interesting to know how long she was in Portugal before she was kidnapped, because, and I'm not incriminating her family, by the way, I'm just saying she seems to have known who took her, which means if her family had been there for a few days and she had bumped into somebody, whomever took her, she might have felt in some way that she did know in some way, shape, or form. And that keeps coming out. And the Ace of Swords just does not bode well. In fact, and if she was alive at any point, she would have only been alive for a short time, because from what I've discovered after working on these kinds of cases over a period of years is that when somebody gets kidnapped or whatever and they get murdered, they usually are murdered within 24 hours or less of their abduction. And I do hope they do find her, but I got to tell you, I don't feel very good about it. I do think she would have put up some kind of a struggle, which is very sad, and I do think that when they do find her that there will be evidence that she was abused sexually, which also is not happy. And I know I'm not Sylvia Brown, and I don't like to like just throw crap out there to hurt people, but I do feel strongly she's not around. And I hope that I'm completely fucking wrong, and if I am, I'll just blame it on Mercury retrograde. And if I'm right, I don't know what. I'll still be sad if I'm right. Sometimes it doesn't matter if you're psychic or not. You don't always want to be right about some of the crappy things that you wind up seeing and some of the terrible things you say to other people. But I don't feel good about it whatsoever, and that's what I have to say about that. But anyway, you're with Vox the Psychic. It's 10 o'clock right now, so I'm going to be signing off in a second. But until then, I want to let you know to join the forum, vox.org/forum. Write to me at Vox, V-O-X-X, at voxx.org. If you want to come in for a personal reading or get one on the phone or through internet, call me at 323-782-0222. And if you have called me recently and haven't responded, again, I'm in the middle of a move, so I'm a little bit backed up, but I will be catching up here. Again, you can write to me with questions, order spell kits, you can sign up for classes individually or with groups of friends. So it can be really fun. But anyway, so that's pretty much what's going on for today, and I'll see whatever other kinds of cool stuff I can come up with during the week. And I might even add some special shows in the near future, like I'm hoping to. But in the meantime, I hope you guys have a wonderful, wonderful day. And be careful out there with Mercury retrograde. Don't do anything I wouldn't do. That doesn't leave a lot, does it? Never mind. Scratch that. So anyway, for Vox the Psychic, I'm signing off. And have a mystical, magical day.